Today's lesson is a continuation of my lesson from yesterday. I'll be speaking from the book of Revelations, chapter 2. And in these series of lessons, I'm going to be using the first seven verses. In verse 1, we read this: "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how that you cannot bear them which are evil. And you have tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne and had patience, and for my name's sake have labored and have not fainted." The first of the seven letters is written to the angel of the church at Ephesus. If we're going to interpret this word angel as pastors, we could say that this letter was written to the pastor of the church at Ephesus. And the author of the letter is Jesus Christ. And the penman was the Apostle John, much like the letter that Paul wrote to the pastor of Ephesus. The pastor's name was Timothy, and the author of that letter was the Holy Spirit, and Paul only the pensman. In verse 2, we find out that God is never unmindful of what we do for him. God walks in the midst of the churches. He said, "If two or three gathers in my name, I will be in the midst." It's always a comfort to know and to realize that God knows what we're doing. No one else may not recognize the work that you do, may never see the things you do, but there is an eye in the sky that watches over you. God is aware of what you do. God is aware of all of your activities. He is aware. So be careful what you do, because you're always being watched by one that loves you. The pastor of the church at Ephesus was commended for his work, for his labor, and for his patience. Sadly to say, faith, hope, and love are missing. Contrast this to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 3. Paul talks about the work of faith and the labor of love and the patience of hope. To this pastor, faith and hope and love is never mentioned. Oh, how sad this can be. Is it too much to say that a church may have all the virtues of good and yet be devoid of spiritual life? And so also may an individual. The pastor at Ephesus was not only a hard-working pastor, but also careful in the matter of doctrine. It could not bear those which were evil. Unlike the Corinthian church, it would not tolerate sin within its circle. It had tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and had found them to be liars. Do you remember what Paul said to the elders of the church in Ephesus when he was on his journey to Jerusalem? In Acts chapter 20, he said, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, also of your own selves." Listen to this, "of your own selves, men out of your own congregation will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves." You can never guard your flock too carefully. Never let Satan get a toehold in your congregation. Let the Holy Spirit grant you the wisdom to discern that which is right. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.